Welcome to this lesson on building a framework for sub and base in Ableton Live 12, using session view first and then turning that idea into an arrangement view track for old school jungle and DNB vibes. In this session, we're not just making a loop, we're building a low-end foundation that can actually survive a full track structure from intro to drop, from break to switch up, and all the way to the outro. That matters a lot in drum and bass, because the sub and bass line do a huge amount of the heavy lifting. They need to hit hard, stay controlled, and still move enough to keep the groove alive. And since this is in the mastering area, here's the big mindset shift. Mastering does not fix a messy bass relationship. The way you build the sub and bass framework right now will determine how clean, loud, and powerful the final master can be later. So the goal here is simple. Make the low end organized early, and everything downstream gets easier. Start by setting up a new live set at 170 BPM. That's a strong starting point for old-school jungle and DNB energy, and you can always move a little faster or slower later if the vibe calls for it. In session view, create a few simple tracks, drums, break, sub, bass, and maybe one more for effects or atmosphere. Keeping the sub and mid-bass on separate tracks is really important, because it gives you much better control over the low end when it comes time to arrange and mix. On your master track, load spectrums so you can keep an eye on what the low end is doing. And on your sub track, use utility later to keep the width at 0%, because the deepest bass should stay centered and solid. Now let's build the drum foundation first. Before you write bass, you want a groove that already feels like DNB. Drop in a breakbeat on the break track, and if needed, use work just enough to tighten the timing. Don't over-edit it at this stage. The point is to get the groove feeling good, not to get lost in detail. If you need a simple kick and snare pattern on top, keep it classic and basic. Kick on the 1, snare on the 3, and maybe a few ghost hits or extra break accents if they help the bounce. If the break is busy, use EQA to gently remove some low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so the break doesn't fight your sub. You can also use drum bus on the drum group if you want a little more punch. A small amount of drive can add energy, and a little transient boost can help the snare pop. But keep it tasteful. We're not trying to crush the drums, just make them feel alive and leave space for the bass. Now comes the most important part. Build the sub first, and keep it simple. For beginners, operator is a great choice because it's clean, stable, and easy to understand. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and make sure the amp envelope is short enough that the notes don't smear into the breakbeat. Write the sub in a low register, somewhere around C1 to C2 depending on the key and the tune. In jungle and DNB, the sub often works better when it plays a few strong notes instead of constantly moving. Try a simple one-bar phrase with maybe two or three notes, a root note on beat 1, a short pickup before beat 3, and then a return to the root or fifth at the end of the bar. The big idea here is space. Let the sub breathe. If the notes are too long, they'll blur with the drums. If they're too short, they won't carry enough weight. So aim for a length that feels tight but still powerful. Next, add your mid-bass layer. This is where the character comes in. This can be a Reese, a filtered saw, or a gritty detuned tone. Wave-eatable, analog, or operator can all work here. Start with a slightly detuned sound, then use a low-pass filter to tame the brightness if needed. You can add movement with a slow LFO on the filter cutoff or wave-eatable position, but keep it controlled. The goal is not a giant wobble. The goal is tension, motion, and old-school attitude. To shape the tone, try adding saturator with a little drive, then use EQ8 to cut the unnecessary lows below around 80 to 120 Hz. That way the mid-bass supports the sub instead of fighting it. This separation is one of the most important habits you can build in drum and bass production. Now start jamming the sub and bass together in session view. Don't try to write the entire track yet. Just listen to how the groove behaves. Does the bass answer the drums? Does the sub hit where it should? Does the rhythm leave enough room for the snare to speak? This is where call and response becomes really important. A classic DNB groove often feels like the drums ask the question and the bass gives the reply. That might mean the bass hits on the offbeat after beat 2, or on beat 4, or maybe it changes slightly in bar 2 to keep the phrase moving. A great beginner trick is to use a 1-bar sub pattern and a 2-bar bass pattern. That gives the track a little more life without making it complicated. In bar 1, keep it simple. In bar 2, change just one note or the rhythm at the end of the phrase. That tiny change can make the whole loop feel like it's evolving. Before you start arranging, do a quick low-end discipline check. Put utility on the sub-track and set the width to zero. Keep the bass layer mostly mono or at least very narrow. High pass the mid-bass if needed so it doesn't pile up under the sub. Then balance the levels carefully. The sub should be audible and powerful, but not overpowering. The bass should add personality without taking over the mix, and the kick and snare still need to cut through clearly. If you want a quick mastering-minded safety check, put a limiter on the master, but only as a safety net. Don't use it to make things loud yet. Leave headroom. Ideally, your master should still have some breathing room, with peaks around minus 6 dB while you're writing. That gives you space later when you master the track properly. Once the loop feels good, it's time to turn the session view idea into an actual song. Switch to arrangement view and record your performance, either by hitting record in arrangement view or by using global record, while launching clips from session view. This is a really strong beginner workflow, because it lets you turn a good loop into a real structure without staring at an empty timeline. As you record, bring elements in musically. Start with drums alone. Then bring in the sub. Then the bass. Then maybe some effects or extra break variation. That way the arrangement feels like it's opening up naturally. A simple old-school DNB structure might go like this. Intro, build, drop 1, switch up, drop 2, outro. Give the intro and outro enough space for DJ mixing. A 16-bar intro and 16-bar outro are very common starting points. In the intro, keep things stripped back. Let the listener hear the atmosphere of the tune without giving away everything too early. Now use automation to create movement and tension. This is where the bass framework starts to feel like a real track instead of just a loop. Try automating auto filter cutoff during the build or gently increasing saturator drive into the drop. You can also automate a small volume dip on the bass layer before a transition or pull the sub out for a bar so the return hits harder. Keep these moves subtle. In DNB, small automation changes often do more than huge ones. A filter opening, a quick mute, a tiny rise in saturation, or a short bass drop before a fill can make the whole track feel much more dramatic. And always think about contrast. If every section is full, the arrangement will feel flat. So create space on purpose. Add a snare fill, a reversed cymbal, a short riser, or a half-bar bass mute at the end of 8 or 16 bars. Those little details are what make the track feel arranged instead of looped. Now step back and look at it through a mastering lens. Ask yourself a few honest questions. Is the sub consistent? Is the bass fighting the snare? Is the break carrying too much low end? Is there enough contrast between the full sections and the stripped sections? If the low end is wild right now, simplify the note pattern, shorten the notes, reduce saturation, or clean up the EQ. Fixing those issues now will save you a lot of pain later. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't put the sub and mid bass in the same frequency pocket. Don't overload the groove with too many notes. And don't forget mono discipline on the low end. Also, don't let the break and bass fight each other. If the drums need space, give it to them. And don't arrange too late. Get into arrangement view early enough that you hear how the bass works in the real structure of the track. Here are a few extra pro moves that fit the style really well. You can layer a clean sine sub under a dirty res, which gives you weight and aggression at the same time. You can use gentle saturation on the sub so it translates better on smaller speakers. You can also resample your bass once you find a sound you like, then chop it up into new phrases. That's a very old-school technique, and it can lead to more interesting results than endless tweaking. If you want the tune to feel darker and more classic, use short stabs, ghost notes, and micro gaps on purpose. A tiny rest before a snare hit can make the next bass note feel heavier. And if you're building a breakdown, pull the sub out for a beat or two before the drop. That absence creates anticipation, and the return lands much harder. So to recap, build the sub first. Keep it clean and mono. Add a mid-bass layer for grit and movement, test everything in session view, then record it into arrangement view and shape the full track with automation and contrast. Keep the low end separated, keep the groove intentional, and don't overcomplicate it. The best DNB bass frameworks are often the ones that feel simple, heavy, and confident. That's the vibe we're after here. Dark, rolling, controlled, and ready for a proper master later on. For practice, spend 10 to 20 minutes building a basic jungle or DNB bass sketch in Ableton. Set the tempo to around 170 BPM. Make a 2-bar drum loop. Add a mono sine sub with only a few notes. Layer a mid bass on top and high pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. Add a little saturation. Then launch the clips in session view and record a rough arrangement. Automate one filter sweep and one small mute or level dip before a transition. Then check the master with spectrum and make sure the low end feels stable. If you keep it focused and leave space for the groove, you'll end up with a bass framework that already feels like an actual DNB tune in motion.